AFN Bavaria Radio News. I'm Staff Sergeant Danilo Pascaretta. The U.S. Army Garrison Ansbach Better Opportunity for Single Soldiers Program and the Ansbach Army Suicide Prevention Program visited the local animal shelter in Ansbach, Germany. Here's Specialist Caleb Kennedy with the story.
The two organizations created the Positive Prevention Program in order to raise soldier morale and interact positively with the local German community near USAG Ansbach. Specialist Tustin McDougall, USAG Ansbach Boss President, spoke on what he enjoyed most about the event.
My favorite part of the event was definitely walking the dogs. As somebody who used to own a dog before I came out to Europe, it was definitely nice to be able to go out and interact with them because I left them back at home.
McDougall went on to say why the local animal shelter appreciates the soldiers coming out to socialize with the animals.
The local nationals are always happy to see the soldiers getting out and being able to have volunteers because the animals have a hard time adjusting, you know, because they come from different walks of life. So it's always great to have the soldiers come in and give them that interaction time in order to help them get adopted in the future.
For more information on upcoming U.S. Army Garrison Ansbach Boss events, visit their official Facebook page.
U.S. Army Garrison Bavaria and Vilseck High School teamed up to highlight student speeches for Month of the Military Child in Vilseck, Germany. Here's Staff Sergeant Brian Moody with the story.
The Vilseck High School speech class began this campaign so students can share their experiences about being military children. Abigail Gadd, a Vilseck High School student, kicked off the initiative with a speech about her family's experience flying to Germany for their permanent change of station move. To see Abigail's speech and others by Vilseck High School students, visit the U.S. Army Garrison Bavaria Facebook page throughout April.
I'm Staff Sergeant Danilo Pascaretta, AFN Bavaria Radio News.